Midnight Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, an investigative report finds that Wisconsin is one of the most unfriendly states for whistleblowers. Our guest tells us that protections have been weakened for state employees who want to sound the alarm on waste and fraud.
First, amid escalating tensions with North Korea, the U.S. Air Force could be poised to put its fleet of B-52 nuclear-armed bombers back on 24-hour ready alert. That's a status that hasn't been used since the end of the Cold War.
And it's important to stress that the order to roll out the bombers hasn't come yet, but our next guest says officials are now undergoing preparations to be ready for such an announcement.
Marcus Weisgerber joins us now. He's the global business editor for Defense One and broke this story over the weekend. Marcus, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, there's been in some of the repeating of your reporting and other outlets, it seems like there's some confusion in what exactly is going on. Can you spell out for us what you reported on?
Sure. So a lot of people took our report as actually the bombers have been put on alert. They haven't been put on alert yet. But what is happening now is I spent last week with General David Goldfein. He's the U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff, so he's the top general in the Air Force. What he did is over a course of 6 days went to four military bases across the United States, and actually, specifically, these bases are focused on the nuclear mission, so nuclear war if it should happen. They have ICBMs and nuclear bombers and warheads and missiles and stuff at these bases. And one of the things they're doing down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, where it's a B-52 base, is they're updating an alert site. And alert sites became real popular during the Cold War. It's where the air crews of planes like B-52s would sleep, and the planes would be parked outside with their missiles loaded up and ready to go. And if the president should send an order that they need to actually launch to go launch those missiles at Russia, they would run outside, jump in their planes, and take off at a moment's notice. Now, the planes were taken off that status back in 1991. Then President Bush took them off that status. However, right now, those alert sites are actually being brought back to life. They're doing many improvements. They're installing beds, and they're installing TVs and pool tables and stuff just for where people would sit, because they've been largely dormant for the past 30-ish years. So right now, the plan is not to put the B-52s on alert. We stress in our story that the order had not been given. But what they're going to do is there's a nuclear command plane. It's known as the Doomsday Plane. It's the E-4B Night Watch, and it's essentially a flying version of the Pentagon. And that would transmit the nuclear codes. There's always one of these planes on alert somewhere in the United States. And the immediate plan in the coming weeks and months is for those planes to actually start setting alert. But the B-52 alert, they're making the improvements. So should they get told, hey, can you put the B-52s on alert? They have the facility and infrastructure in place to do so.
Is there any indication of why they're doing it now? As you say, we haven't used this status since 1991. Are there any particular threats in mind here?
Well, one thing I kept hearing throughout the entire week was talk of North Korea and the threats that they've been making against the United States. And also, to a lesser extent, that Russia is also making many improvements to its nuclear weapons programs, and that the United States perceives Russia now as a credible threat, existential threat. One of the things that General Goldfein kept stressing is the military is in the process of buying new intercontinental ballistic missiles. The intercontinental ballistic missiles that are in the United States have been on alert for decades throughout the Cold War. They're buying new ones. They're also buying new nuclear cruise missiles. General Goldfein, one of the big questions he kept asking all week to the airmen and crews he was meeting was, can we actually speed up the process of getting new ones? Because the new ones aren't supposed to be done till mid to late next decade, so the mid-2020s, late-2020s.
How important a part of our nuclear arsenal are nuclear weapons delivered by plane, as opposed to those missiles you just mentioned or via nuclear submarines?
So they're three legs of the triad, and they're all, if you talk to senior military officials, they're all very important. I actually went on a trip last month with Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis up to Minot Air Force Base. It's one of the ICBM bases, and it has nuclear bombers. It has B-52s there as well. But one of the things he stressed was that the military officials feel all three legs of the so-called nuclear triad, that's the bombers, the ICBMs, and the submarines, are valid going forward. And right now, actually, when the Trump administration came in, they launched a study, and they're basically looking at what the right nuclear, what the right makeup of nuclear forces looks like in the future. And the results of that study are expected later this toward the end of this year, early next year. But again, as Secretary Mattis said, that all three legs, the bombers, the ICBMs, and the submarines, will remain.
We're talking to Marcus Weisgerber. He's with Defense One, and he wrote about nuclear bombers. Some preparations are being made in the event that they would have to go on 24-hour alert. Again, contrary to some reporting by other outlets, they are now not currently on alert. The Air Force, a spokeswoman for the Air Force, responded to your report saying there have been no plans or preparations to put the bombers back on 24-hour alert. What is your response, Marcus, to their response?
Well, you know, as we said in the story, the alert order had not been given, but clearly the Air Force. I went through this alert facility, which has been like I said, largely dormant since 1991. Improvements are very clearly underway at it. Now, again, are the B-52s going to be put on alert immediately? No, but again, the military as one defense official at the Pentagon told me last night, the military is all about contingency and all about planning. Of course, we're going to be looking to come up with ways to be prepared should we be asked to do something.
In an interview with Fox News over the weekend, President Trump had this to say about North Korea in particular.
We're prepared for anything. We are so prepared like you wouldn't believe. You would be shocked to see how totally prepared we are. Wow. If we need to be. Would it be nice not to do that? The answer is yes. Will that happen? Who knows?
So is doing something like this with the nuclear bombers and having it be out there that, hey, yeah, we're getting a little more ready to use them on short notice if need be, could this be seen as part of a message along with what the president is saying to North Korea when it comes to nuclear deterrence?
Sure. This is just one in a series of steps to show that the U.S. military, you know, is ready. I think one of the key things impressed upon me last week was that is specifically for the nuclear mission. Now, the military itself is very ready. They regularly talk about readiness levels. And remember, the military has been fighting for 15, 16 years in Iraq, Afghanistan. But the military is very prepared for a conventional type of war, that's a non-nuclear weapons war. What they're doing now is part of the being even more ready. They're buying all this new equipment. And I'll share with you a quick aside. Friday night we were in Montana. We were at Malmstrom Air Force Base, and that's another one of those ICBM bases. And we went down under the ground to where two young airmen sit, and they would be the ones to actually input the nuclear codes and turn the keys to actually launch the missiles. A lot of the equipment down there is incredibly old. There have been stories written over the years about how they use floppy disks, and they actually do use floppy disks. They're getting rid of the floppy disks. They're upgrading to scanned thumb drive type disk or scan disks. But one thing that I took away specifically was that a lot of the defense companies that actually names were imprinted on these, like the switches themselves, don't even exist anymore.
And as you talked to officials here, there was some talk of use of nuclear weapons in a non-nuclear war scenario, a nuclear weapon aspect to a conventional war. Is that right?
Yeah. So one of the things General Goldfein did talk about was the notion of actually having a conventional war with a nuclear power, basically being able to have a war without resorting to going nuclear. It's one of the many challenges he's posed throughout the week to all these airmen he encountered. The military is looking at ways to use deterrence. In the past, they had, it was the U.S. and Russia. That's it. Now you have other players involved. You have North Korea involved and making provocative threats. A war with North Korea would probably look different than a war with Russia. However, what is the Pentagon doing? It's buying new ICBMs, new submarines, and new bombers and new nuclear cruise missiles. It's basically doing exactly the same thing it had done for just that, with that one different nuclear, when it just had one primary rival. He's encouraging people to think about doing things differently. And, just because we've always done it like this for the last 50 or so years doesn't mean this is the right way to proceed going forward. And deterrence in the 21st century looks very different than it might have back then.
Very briefly, Marcus, as we wrap up, what's it like to be reporting from under, a nuclear missile silo?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very sobering when you go down the elevator and there you know, there's a 4-foot thick blast door. If you thought the bank safe door was thick, it's nothing compared to what's down there. The one thing is, the morale actually shocked me, of the morale of the airmen who sit down there. It actually shocked me about how proud they were of the mission they had, even though, you know, they always say, the day we have to do our job is the worst day the Earth has ever experienced. So they take their mission all very, very seriously.
Marcus, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Marcus Weisgerber is the global business editor for Defense One. He joined us to talk about why the Air Force could be poised to put its fleet of B-52 nuclear-armed bombers back on 24-hour ready alert.